The Arctic blast moving through Colorado continues to affect COVID testing site operations. Health officials announced that state-managed and community testing sites will be on a delayed start or closed today, as has been the case for much of this week. A list of delayed and closed locations can be found at covid19.colorado.gov. Westminster firefighters responded Wednesday to a report of an explosion at a townhome complex. The resulting fire at the Stratus Townhomes near West 80th Avenue and Sheridan Boulevard left three people with minor injuries. Police believe they have accounted for all human occupants, however, five pets were reported missing. Just the day before, a house was leveled by an explosion less than 2 miles away. One person was killed. Firefighters say the townhome blast is not believed to be related to the house explosion that occurred on the 7700 block of Knox Court. The Adams County coroner will release the deceased's identity after notifying the family. The city of Boulder is planning a new climate tax for November's ballot election. According to the Boulder Reporting Lab, the ballot measure would combine two taxes already in use. The current tax programs add surcharges to utility bills. Both taxes collect about $3.9 million per year for climate programs. The new ballot proposal is to create a single climate tax paid for by energy utilities who would charge customers on their bills. If passed, Boulder hopes to use the tax to spend more on resilience and adaptation to climate change. This includes planting shady trees in the city and making water systems resistant to flooding. A Denver judge has dismissed a lawsuit over the development of the dormant Park Hill Golf Course. KGNU's Steve Miller has more.
Denver Judge Ross Buchanan, a judge on the 2nd District Court in Colorado, dismissed the lawsuit filed on behalf of the grassroots group Save Open Space Denver. The Denver Post reports that the plaintiffs include former Denver Mayor Wellington Webb and former Democratic lawmaker Penfield Tate. The ruling comes after Save Open Space Denver, in last November's election, helped to get the passing of Ordinance 301. That measure said that any redevelopment plans for the dormant 150-acre Park Hill Golf Course in northeast Denver must reach voter approval in a citywide election before moving forward. The lawsuit argued that since the former golf course property is subject to a city-owned conservation easement, it would be illegal for city staff to allow planning to clear the way for the easement to be lifted and the course to be redeveloped. In his ruling signed on February 10th, Judge Buchanan found that the plaintiffs lack standing to bring the suit, in part because the city and Westside Investment Partners, the developer that bought the property in 2019, have not yet requested that the conservation easement be lifted. I'm Steve Miller for KGNU.
Officials from Boulder County, Louisville, and Superior announced Wednesday that fire-damaged foundations will now qualify for the debris removal program. Foundation removal is a concern for residents affected by the Marshall Fire because it accounts for about 10 to 20% of overall cleanup costs. FEMA has not yet approved Colorado lawmakers' requests to cover foundation removal in disaster funding. However, residents who opt into the debris removal program will automatically qualify to have both debris and foundations cleared. Boulder County will work with the state and the residents' insurance companies to pay for cleanup efforts. Property owners participating in the program will not accrue additional charges. More information is available at the Boulder County website. Jeffco Public Schools have hired the former Douglas County Schools Superintendent, Corey Wise. The conservative majority of Douglas County's school board voted to terminate Wise earlier this month during a controversial public meeting. Four new elected board members in the majority said they wanted to fire Wise because they did not feel that he supported their goals to make changes for the district. Wise worked in the Douglas County Schools for over 20 years. His new role at Jeffco is temporary. He will serve as a community superintendent for the rest of the school year. For the weather, light snow is possible this morning throughout the Front Range. In Boulder today, a high near 23 with wind chill as low as negative 7. Tonight, a low around 7 with wind chill values as low as 0. In Denver, a high around 24, a low tonight around 6 with wind chill values as low as negative 2. In Fort Collins, a high near 20, but wind chill values as low as negative 11, a low around 1 degree this evening with wind chill as low as negative 10. Outside the Boulder studios, it's around 5 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Benita Lee.